The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Star Wars Minute. It's the daily podcast where we analyze, scrutinize, and celebrate the Star Wars movies, 1 minute at a time. I'm Pete the Retailer from PeteTheRetailer.com.
I'm Alex Robinson from AlexRobinson.fun.
And I'm Chris Radke from FuntimeStarWarsCity.Funcom. I live on an island. Spear me a fish.
Well, thanks for coming back again to here to Star Wars City, or from Star Wars City to
I took the express space train.
Going anywhere.
Going anywhere.
We're talking today about minute 24. 24 starts with Luke surprised to see Rey being called by the Force. And it ends with Rey saying, "She knows this place. I know this place."
So, like, look, here's the thing, and I'm tired of seeing this in movies. This is something I do disagree with about this movie. If somebody hears some even slightly ominous whispers, like, the reaction is terror. It's not, the reaction isn't going to be like, "Oh, let me investigate that. Let me go do that." Like, if you hear, and there's not a thing you hear often, like, either you're going nuts or you're in grave danger. Go away. And this whole thing of hearing those things that
haunted leading, by a Jawa.
Nope. I was like, "What are you doing? What are you doing, Rey?"
Well, in this case, I'll make an exception because
it's Force tree.
It's the Force. The Force is reaching out to her and kind of soothing her and calling her in. And it's not, we're interpreting that as sound. Like Claw, like Ulysses Claw, we're interpreting that as sound. But the, there's a feeling to go with that in this, that I think she's being pulled, like she's feeling the pull to the magic tree.
The magic garden.
She's feeling the pull.
To the magic garden. This is where we see the magic tree.
The
temple is the tree. For a while, I was like, "Oh, it's a shame we don't get to see the Jedi temple in here." I was like, "Oh, wait, the temple is the tree.
The whole Barada temple, is Daytona. The whole tree is one big temple."
Yeah. And this is the Unetti tree. The Unetti? Unetti tree. That's the type of tree that it is. Uh-huh. At first, I thought it was an Utini tree, and I was excited, but it's not. It's a Unetti tree. It's a Marty Jannetty tree. And it's... that's the type of tree that was here, and then it's been, you know, hollowed out and turned into this Jedi temple. We'll find out more about the why and what, when and by whom and what for, I think, in tomorrow. But it's this is where we first hear the call of the tree, and she goes and she seeks it out.
Do you know what else is made out of Unetti tree in Star Wars lore?
No.
That's right. It's Chirrut Imwe's staff is made out of...
Really?
Unetti tree.
So Unetti tree makes, like, force wood. That's like a...
Yeah, it's the the Jedi signed a deal It's like a package.
Uneti is the official tree of the Jedi Order.
If they use wood, they has to be made out of Uneti. Uneti wood.
Right.
So
Castle Skywalker has the most beautiful Uneti banister that leads to the second floor. It's very nicely polished.
It's carved from one piece of.
Yes, one long piece. You may have noticed my Uneti tree banister here leading up to the second floor of Castle Skywalker.
Maybe it's Uneti because it rhymes with Jedi.
Oh, and that's how they got their name.
Yeah, like
Uneti.
Next time you need a Uneti, contact a Jedi. Anyway, you know what I mean. Trying to come up with a slogan
Uneti,
for
right.
Uneti.
Right. For the finest Uneti, call it Jedi. There you go.
What do you guys think of trees? There's a lot of trees in like.
What do you think of
like,
trees?
Like as like pop cultural things, like, you know, in the Lord of the Rings, they had
ants?
the white tree that tree, you know, would blossom when.
The world tree.
Yeah, whatever the
Yggdrasil.
Kind of
Groot.
Groot. He's a big
Poltergeist.
Tree.
Mm. Poltergeist. The tree.
Poltergeist, Gullin, the tree.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to make trees interesting. I think Treebeard was cool because of the personality they gave it, and that being like, oh, I'm so absent-minded.
Talking definitely helps.
Wizard of Oz, talking trees are pretty awesome. Those fruit
Wizard
pie
of
trees of McDonaldland are A-okay. there's, you know, so talking trees, great. Spiritual trees is.
Didn't
you know,
Game of Thrones also have talking trees?
Yeah, they've got the weirwood. They've got the old snow trees with carved faces and the old folk.
So yes.
Drew.
So, yes.
Yeah, but they're not trees. Oh, what am I talking about? The magic guy travels through the trees. He warps wood and and does some tree hopping. Yeah, trees are tough, man. That's like, you know, like druids and rangers. Earth
Although
folk.
It does provide an interesting contrast because the last time we saw anything that was owned by the Jedi, it was like a big, you know,
A
complex on Coruscant. So this is definitely this is kind of like a, you know, much more of a throwback for Jedi stuff.
Yeah,
well, it's the first Jedi temple, and so it kind of further hammers home kind of how far removed from everything they were on Coruscant. That, like, you know.
So do you think like the all
I don't
the,
think it
like,
was the first one.
There are a lot of Jedi temples are in trees. They're like, you want to start your own Jedi sect? Like, first you gotta find yourself a really good tree.
Right.
It's like the tree on Dagobah.
Yeah, Yoda went to where trees were, and what does Obi-Wan do? A desert. He goes in the middle of a desert. In the middle of a desert!
Yeah, the whole time Yoda's like, I told you to go find a nice tree.
Yeah.
But look, I've got a sand igloo. And it's
it's like, I can't. My hair won't, you know, the humidity.
Living in a tree.
You know,
that just
do well in the humidity, Master.
I think we're all forgetting the most important tree, which is a police academy tree back in Treening.
Oh, ouch.
So Luke asks.
Richard Roundtree.
Yeah. whose ancestors were round trees. Luke asks Rey, who are you for the first time here? Which is an interesting, like, getting
who
to her.
Who are you?
Exactly.
There's something very strange about you, Gurley. Matt Gurley.
he's getting to the core of her, you know, like that's her mystery. You know, she doesn't know who she is, really.
Right.
Or is that established? I forgot if that comes up. Did that come up in The Force Awakens, or is that this? Is this firmly just, we knew she was waiting.
She's been prepared. Dude, the whole thing, the whole broken aspect of these movies is, you know, there was no definitive answer as they went into production on who her parents are until JJ's like, it's Palpatine. And then we got, so like at this
point.
At this point, it is clear Rian Johnson sets up, it's like, you know what? It doesn't matter who her parents are. She's her own person. And that's how it should have been left.
It's not about bloodlines.
It was literally like, who are you? And that was the kind of thing. Like, that's all of us asking. That is Luke being representing us in this, right? And he's just like, who are you? Because we're all at that moment in time. We're like, yeah, who the hell are you, lady? Because we're all crazy hermits. And that is the thing that I think resonates from this is it doesn't matter who she is. She's Rey.
Well, that was the theory anyway, but that turned out to not be true.
Oh, true. What is true?
He should have asked her and then interrupted her. It was like, just like, who are you? Well, it doesn't matter who you are.
It doesn't matter. These are the Jedi texts.
Right.
That's the first verbal. First of all, it's the first books. That's to give it a clap, right? These first books you see.
Is that in today or is that in tomorrow?
She hasn't entered the tree yet. I'm sorry. I'm jumping ahead.
She is. She's in the tree, but Luke hasn't talked about what it is yet.
He hasn't said it yet. Okay, so she's in the tree and
she goes towards it.
Yeah.
And the texts are there. We do see that they're there. So yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. You see books for the first time. You just don't hear the phrase, the original Jedi texts.
And
everyone is just like, all right, transcribe the texts of Kit Fisto to Ki-Adi Mundi.
Yeah, Sacred Jedi text. You up?
Jedi text.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You up?
Going to Dex's Diner. You want anything?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I don't believe these, about the original Jedi texts or this being the first Jedi temple, I don't believe any of that as the acts that might be something that is like traditionally held as the first Jedi temple, but after a thousand generations the Jedi have been the guardians of peace, so they must have been established even longer ago than that, which means like how can anyone possibly know like this is the first time someone said, oh yeah, here's the Force or whatever.
Is actually like the local Methodist church's Halloween haunted house where he just set this up the night before. He's like, I'll make a haunted tree. And there's like, and there's literally one of the old nuns is on a microphone. He's like, it's okay that she doesn't understand you. Just whisper into this megaphone.
It's supposed to be spooky.
And it's like when the Brady Bunch haunted their house when they were going to sell
exactly.
It. She walks in, there's like, ooh, Ray.
Yeah, the sign saying welcome to Luke Skywalker's haunted house blew over and she didn't know, so she just comes in and Luke's like, I finally got a customer.
That's exactly.
She's so sitting here setting up this whole thing.
You're ruining it.
Who are you?
Who are you?
You're at the Rosenberg party. You were supposed to be here 2 hours ago. So, go ahead.
Here's another example of, I was talking about this earlier in the week. Luke is doing this kind of for attention because he's, you know, like when Rey, he's like, no, walks away. Rey gets, she hears the call of the tree. And Luke is just like, well, how come she's not paying attention to me anymore? And goes and follows her to the tree.
Tree!
Like, yeah. Don't look at the tree. Look at me. Look. Hey. Stupid tree, garbage face.
Stupid tree always stealing my attention.
But yeah, it's an interesting, like as soon as she's not paying attention to him, she goes to do something else. He's like, well, wait, what? And like follows her along. And granted, part of it is like, well, wait, why is she attracted to that tree? Because again, he doesn't know.
I think he took, I mean, look, it's a big island. He could have gone any other way. He walks her right past the tree. That was a test.
You think?
See if she notices the tree.
That's just where he, yeah. We've replaced this tree with a haunted Jedi temple. I think that's just, I mean, his hut was set up kind of, you know, in relative proximity to the tree because he was trying to, you know, maintain a connection to the Force. He's since given up, but...
Do you think the tree is what made him give up? Like, he's like, these stupid books, I hate reading. I don't want to be a Jedi anymore.
It's like the kite-eating tree from Charlie Brown. Like, he keeps, like, every time he tries to do Jedi stuff, the tree is like, and, like, shuts him down. Plus, I hadn't thought about the weirdness of keeping books made out of pulped tree inside of a tree.
Whoa.
Maybe they were made from the pulp of that tree.
Oh. They're Unetti paper. That's good paper.
You get a lot of uses out of Unetti tree.
The daily Unetti paper. All the Octu news.
Right.
New Hermit. Yeah, right.
You know, I totally no-sold your Marty Unetti joke, and that really is the best.
That's okay.
Sorry about that.
He was a little bit wooden.
Would you guys...
Near the Fern Michaels tree.
If a young person showed up at your door asking to be your apprentice, what would your reaction be?
I would embrace that role. I have done. I have embraced that role several times in my career.
You've been a master before.
I've been a master of a stranger coming to learn my trade craft, and it's an honor and a privilege.
Were they a colossal disappointment the way all the Star Wars apprentices are?
We all fail at some point. It's not the mistakes you make. It's what you do after that counts.
That's true. Wise. Pete, are you going to take on an apprentice?
I feel like I've had them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, you know, whether or not it was officially, you know, declared that, but it's always, you know, I've had a series of people kind of working.
It's part of the reasons why they've dedicated Pete the Retailer way.
No, it's Street the Retailer. Come on.
Street the, sorry. It's Street. Call me Veep.
What about you? Do you have...
I know about your apprentices, and this is very funny.
Which one? I don't even know what story you're going to tell now.
When you've had comic book interns, those are always the funniest things ever, because it was always you like, get out of my house, get out, leave.
No, it tended to be like, bring out my imposter syndrome, where I'd be like, if this person spends any time with me, clearly going to see that I'm just some idiot. So I think that's why I have
two phases in the Ox Robinson interns.
I had two different ones. Yeah. And
I remember
them. Nice guys.
They scanned a lot of pages.
Yes, thankfully. That was one thing they came in handy for. But and also I taught them a lot about Sith history. So that it really, you know, they say
took
the
them
best
out to
way
the opera.
To learn, is
you gave them poison to drink. and then to see like the whole time you were trying, there could only be one comic book artist.
Yeah, I know. It's like this.
Your anger is what drives your perspective.
In that, along those lines, there is a there's a part in the novelization where Luke is saying, he says, like, that's my nightmare, is like, just, you know, young people showing up on my doorstep thinking they're the new chosen one, asking to be trained, you know, and, you know, so he voices that exact same thing where he's,
oh my God, he's totally talking about Grogu. He's totally like, oh, and Baby Yoda comes, and then, oh God, ruined everything.
Calls where is space rock?
That is a thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, is especially, and then watching these minutes, I am thinking to myself, yeah, I'm like, where are you, Grogu? What is your current fate? Are you there? Are you out there? And it's.
Well, I'm assuming he's a Knight of Ren, but.
No way, man. Grogu escaped all that. Grogu is on his, yeah. No, so here's my.
Well, this would
my,
be what, like about 30 years after the events of The Mandalorian?
I'm telling you, man, when she shows up in the next movie, when she's Rey, when Rey is teaching at Castle Skywalker as the headmistress, if you do the age, the math extrapolation of, because he's 50, he's the same age as Darth Vader. Yeah. By the time we get to Rey being the headmistress, you will have a preteen Grogu that will be the thing that can, that'll be the Jake Lloyd connective tissue to that generation. And you're gonna get it's gonna be Kid Grogu plus Broom Boy, and they're gonna be best friends, and that's gonna be their adventure with their
Baby Yoda is like can talk and basically walk around on his own, why would he still be a kid at that point, do you think?
Why would we care about his adventures?
Like, if he could if he's self-sufficient, why would we care?
If he's no longer adorable.
He's just awkward. I can't wait
for
no,
because like that would be like Yoda. It's almost like Gary Coleman, like you're having like Gary Coleman, who's like 20 years old, is having to hang out with like Dudley, who's like 10, to pretending they're the same age. It'd be like, so Baby Yoda's gonna be like 50 years old hanging out with Broom Boy, who's like a kid. So
it depends on their development, right? So when Gary Coleman, when they said cut, Gary Coleman went and smoked the Pall Mall, right? So it's not, I think it is, it's the development that is the question here, because clearly Yoda's develop slower. So if he's 50 years old at that point, and he spent time in the Jedi Temple, and he's been tossed around,
like an 8-year-old,
he's not even. He's a baby. So he's like, that's how Yoda's work.
Once again, right. I will encourage everyone at this point to go seek out pictures of Gary Coleman in the Edmonton Oilers locker room in the mid 80s. Bizarre.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
It's like that. At least Gretzky wore a robe. Messier is just wearing a towel and like holding a little stubby Canadian beer, and it's the sacred texts are mentioned. Well, I got more for that tomorrow. Luke is not getting paid attention to. Who are you? I think that's all my notes for 24.
Yeah, that's really what happens. She walks, she hears the whispers. She does the opposite of what people would do, but maybe she does exactly what a hero would do. And she goes towards those ominous whispers. And then Luke comes in. Who are you?
Ominous whispers. Luke says, "Who are you?" And I was like, "Do other people in Star Wars say, who are you?" And
came
up was Maz. I don't know.
Didn't we do that one?
Who are
I gotta
you?
Look
but anyway,
back and...
it. Excuse me.
Yeah, let me. I'll check the files. Hang on.
But it made me. I went to while researching it. I found Wikipedia has an entry, believe it or not, for Star Wars references in pop culture, and it's a list of like 8,000 different things where Star Wars has been mentioned in pop culture. So, according to the list,
I
wrote
read
down
them all.
One that had Here we are, starting at number 7, an episode of Simon and Simon.
Wow.
These four shows, Alf, Roseanne, Deep Space Nine, and Knight Rider, all had references to Star Wars in them. Which episode, which one of these had the most and which one had the least? There's actually one had one episode, one mentioned two things, one mentioned three things, and one mentioned four things. So those are the
How
four shows.
How does Deep Space Nine mention Star Wars?
Well, like some character will say, like, I have a bad feeling about this.
Oh, okay.
Or some other thing that, like, on a meta level references Star Wars or, right. You know, something like that.
Well,
but
I'm assuming Alf is going to be the top. Because it's that.
Alf is number 3.
Mm. So it's Alf.
Is number 3 the top?
It's Alf, Knight Rider, Deep Space Nine, and what was the other one?
Roseanne.
Oh. I'm going to say Deep Space Nine has the most references.
Deep Space Nine does have the most references with 4.
Alf has clearly 3. Because Star Trek it has been playing catch up since 1977. So, of course, they're like, well, look. If this is going to be the best Star Trek show, then why is it the best? Well, of course it's the best because it's the one that's got a lot of Star Wars references because that's the best that Star Trek can do.
So Knight Rider comes in at the second to least with number 2, and Roseanne only had one reference to Star Wars throughout its run. That doesn't mean there are plenty of shows that only had one reference, but I was just picking.
Right. You picked up on something. And again,
The Simpsons has like 1,000 of them. So.
Right.
I wonder if it's even comprehensive. Could someone have possibly watched through all the Simpsons episodes and made a reference or noted every Star Wars reference?
We got to track down that editor of that page.
There's a lot of anal retentive nerds out there. I could see them doing it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What's your favorite Star Wars reference in a non-Star Wars thing, Pete?
It's tough. You know, when I was in my 20s, it was almost anything. You know, we would like, it's like fighting for crumbs.
Sure.
We're like, you
right.
know, like, oh,
whatever you got.
Yeah. You know, Clerks and all that other stuff. It's like, he said Chewbacca. Like, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's like you have to go, you know, even deeper. It's like, IG-88. That's a fairly common reference.
So here's an interesting, a lot of people always been like, you know, like the Jedi are forgotten, right? And it's only like 18 years since the rise of the Empire. You know, so when New Hope starts off, they're like, oh, they're long forgotten Jedi. And there's been a lot of challenges towards that concept as being like a continuity flaw. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Like after 1983, up until when the Zahn books came out, there was no Star Wars. It was forgotten. I know exactly how that felt. Because it was fighting for crumbs. If there was like a hint of something, there was an old movie called Star Wars. And like, that's... anyway, I interrupted you. You were going to answer.
Who?
You were going to answer what your favorite Star Wars
was. I wasn't.
Reference.
I was trying to skirt around it by saying it used to be different and now it's different.
Oh, okay. Alex, how about you?
I think the two I thought of, both comedic. One was Bill Murray doing the Star Wars lounge song. But then also, just the other day, I was thinking of it. I think I've been watching a lot of Veep lately, and the scene where Matt Walsh says that he had the titular line in Star Wars, and man, am I still sick of these Star Wars. That just makes me laugh. So, for whatever the line is, I'm so tired of these Star Wars. Then you also got Arrested Development, go see a Star War. That's a pretty good one.
You like it when it's used incorrectly. That's your... it's funny.
Like, I'm not going to watch like Big Bang Theory where they, you know, I want something to be where it's like off a little bit. So yeah, it's true.
And it's funny because like my favorite Star Wars reference is it definitely defines me as well, and that is the Shockmaster.
The
Shockmaster is there's no better Star Wars reference to me than that whole those 5 minutes. Alex, I don't know if you know what a Shockmaster is.
I do know what it is.
You need to go. I'll send you a video.
Right. So everybody go research Gary Coleman in the Edmonton Oilers locker room.
That's your
Shockmaster.
Don't do that one.
And watch every episode of Knight Rider.
Then you'll finally get the inside reference from that Indian in the Cupboard movie.
Exactly. And then we'll meet you back here tomorrow on a brand new Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.